on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
And as you could imagine, Daniel Whiffen on the front of pretty much every front page this morning. A gorgeous photograph on the Irish Times of him surrounded by water, like as if he's splashing the water there, just celebrating his victory in the men's 800 metres freestyle. The Irish Times saying Daniel Whiffen has carved his name into the annals of Irish sporting history by winning Olympic swimming gold medal in the 800 metres freestyle. He produced a brave, magnificent timed chase of glory over 16 lengths. And the 23-year-old from Armagh went where no Irish male swimmer has ever gone before, to the top of the Olympic medal podium. As I say, lots of wonderful photographs. His brother Nathan will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning to talk about the win. What I was most struck by, first of all, the race was incredible, and he is some talent, but I was also struck by his confidence as well. Usually, you know, the Irish, we sort of like to put ourselves down and don't look here and kind of run ourselves down, but he's just confident and he owns it. And that's the reason why you're best in the world. And he even said, I think now I'm one of the best ever. So that goes to show that if you have self-belief, you can do anything, along with incredible talent. So well done to him. The other main story in the front of the Irish Times is about the DART services to Maynooth, a €1 billion extension. And this is the extension of DART rail services to 600,000 people, trebling the current network. And all of this is finally moving forward with the granting of permission to bring the DART to Maynooth. The Maynooth DART, first announced almost 20 years ago, has been approved by An Bord Pleanála, with services expected to start running on the line by the end of the decade. It's called DART Plus West. Will double train services along the Maynooth line from 6 to 12 per hour per direction, increasing hourly passenger capacity from 5,000 to more than 13,000 each way. The line to Drogheda and Selbridge will be electrified, and there's an upgrade for the Greystone service too. And then the other story in the front of the Irish Times, which is the main story actually on all the papers, is about this horrific helicopter crash in Westmeath. The Irish Times writing, an investigation underway into a helicopter crash in County Westmeath which claimed the lives of two men. The men were both in their 40s and were killed when their helicopter came down on a roof in the townland of Jorristown. The Irish Daily Mail, engine went quiet and then a bang. Shocked witnesses have told how a helicopter was seen struggling over a GAA pitch before its engine cut out, and they heard a loud bang as it crashed nearby, killing the two men inside. The Irish Daily Star, chopper crash into pig farm. And the Irish Sun, two dead in chopper horror, with a photograph of the wreckage of the helicopter after hitting the roof of a pig farm shed. Two men in their 40s killed in that helicopter crash, which happened at around 3:30 yesterday afternoon. One of the men, an Irish national, the second understood to be from Eastern Europe. So they are the front pages. The Irish Daily Mirror, also two dead in copter crash horror. Inside the papers, there's a big survey from the Road Safety Authority about how we drive. And it's quite depressing, but not surprising, because look around you when you're driving. You can see people on their phones. You can see them weaving in and out of lanes or going over the line because they're checking something on their phone. And the Irish Independent tells us that a new survey from the Road Safety Authority has revealed that 4 in 10 drivers under the age of 35 are checking apps while driving. So the RSA is going to launch a fresh road safety campaign this week ahead of the August bank holiday weekend. And we have this survey out. It's looking at mobile phone use behind the wheel. 9% of motorists were observed using a mobile device while driving, and that's an increase on the survey from a couple of years ago when it was 6%. Mobile phone use while driving has come in for a lot more attention in recent years, along with other dangerous driving like alcohol and drugs. A driver using a mobile phone is 4 times more likely to be involved in a collision, and yet we have 4 in 10 of the young drivers out there not only on their phone but actually checking apps, which are very visual, while they are driving. Social media use, 17% in a survey in 2022 said they had checked social media often or very often while behind the wheel. So something's going to have to change about that. There is the technology, of course, that exists that when you get into a car, it knocks off your phone, that you can't use your phone while driving, but we don't seem to use that technology. Another survey from Bernardo's this morning about the cost of back to school. I'm conscious it's only the 31st of July, but parents have to make plans and budget for back to school. And the Irish Times has the details of the new Bernardo's survey. Almost three quarters of secondary school parents and more than half of parents of children in primary school are worried about covering back to school costs this year. The Bernardo's annual cost school research shows that although some progress has been made in addressing back to school costs, expenses remain high for many. The average cost of a school uniform at primary school, it's €119, which actually is quite good value because they wear it 5 days a week. Secondary school parents are paying €211 for their uniforms, and 81% of parents say their children's school didn't offer an affordable uniform option, and 76% expressed the view that their school could do more to reduce the cost of their child's uniform. Of course, first thing you can do, get rid of the crested logo, and that would save you a few bob. Elsewhere, they're looking at the weather in the papers today. It's going to be a scorcher, it looks like. The Irish Daily Mirror says that sun lovers flocked to beaches across the country yesterday. Port Marnock and Sea Point in Dublin were thronged with people, we are told. Others enjoyed long queues to get ice cream. And Met Éireann says that the country will sizzle today. Temperatures are set to hit 25 degrees. But it's not wall-to-wall sunshine because clouds are going to cause some patchy rain in the afternoon in the west and northwest. So highs of 25 degrees today, and then tomorrow there's going to be a wet start, but that'll clear up. No mention yet of the bank holiday weekend. We're all just biding our time before we look into the forecast for the bank holiday weekend. Couple of final stories for you. One from the Telegraph, quite upsetting. One in five children has never fed a duck. This is according to a survey that shows how out of touch with nature young people have become. It is from across the water. It's from the RSPCA, but I'm sure if we ask the ISPCA, they'd say the same thing. They find that a third of young people had never watched birds or wildlife in their garden or a park. Although 85% of those surveyed described themselves as animal lovers, this drops to just 58% of those aged 16 to 17. So what they're really saying here is children don't have access to nature, to the natural world. 7 out of 10 have never seen a cow be milked, and 21% have never fed ducks. Previous RSPCA research has found the number of adults who are growing out of touch with nature may also be on the rise. So that's quite worrying. I think people say they're animal lovers and really they mean that they're dog lovers and they don't know a lot about nature. And finally, we're getting rid of a load of jargon. Well, certainly they are across the water. Hopefully it happens here too. This is in the Telegraph. Rail companies are swapping the phrase "this train terminates here" in favour of "this train ends its journey here." The idea is to make language more accessible, easy to understand. Onboard announcements across rail companies are being adjusted, with rail bosses thinking the word "terminate" is too jargony and bureaucratic for passengers. And other, if you happen to be getting a train in the UK, other railway specific terms like "alight" are also going to disappear over time as part of the drive. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.